Welcome, everybody. It's your boys again. They're back. I'm still in black. Rocking the Eagles. Yeah. Hey, let's go. Yeah, we're back for another report card. This time the defensive ends. Obviously a hot topic around Tallahassee. Jared Verse coming in. Derek McClendon claiming himself to be the best defensive end in the country. Let's get into the film, Kev. Let's take a look
Yeah,
at it.
let's jump in. So, just a reminder, if you forgot or missed our first episode, we will be watching every clip that they played in the spring game. So, this one, since we're talking about two players, we will get clips where both of them are in there or just one or the other. So, at the top, you have Derek McClendon, who's number 9, and then Jared Verse down here.
Yeah, and our focus for this is Verse and McClendon.
So, not a ton to see from Burse. He's just kind of held up at the bottom by this tackle, watching the play, see if it comes backside. And you get to see kind of McClendon out in space.
I'll say Burse did a nice job of fitting that. I think lets himself get washed a little bit here by the puller. He does a nice job there. I think he gets his shoulders turned a little too much.
Yeah.
And then he's not physical enough with this wrap by the guard, I don't think.
Yeah, the goal here is to really blow this guy up. In case this run does go this way, you want to make the running back bounce.
Right.
So,
Because
yeah.
if Tate or whoever, maybe it's Jordan in there,
It's Jordan Travis.
if he keeps that, he's gone.
Yeah, so that might be something that they watch for later on. All right.
That's just got to be a recognition thing on his part.
So, we got Verse down here standing up, McClendon with his hand in the dirt at the top of the screen.
Squeezes that.
So we get to see this a little bit again. So he's got counter coming his way. You want to ideally see him ride down with the tackle as he blocks down and then blow up this guard. So we'll see how he does here.
Yeah, he's a little too up the field.
Yeah, he's a little overzealous, and that kind of opens up this hole. It makes the block a little bit easier for the guard. So the guard hits him here. Instead of here pushing him back, which means that now that's a hole.
McClendon does a nice job up at the top of the screen, fights his way into the play.
Yeah,
He
we'll
almost
see.
actually makes a tackle here, but
Yeah, so a little slow off the snap.
can't quite get off, can't quite get disengaged.
Yeah, but he does do a good job of working back this side. I think that's a tight end.
Yeah, I think Cam McDonald's blocking him there.
Yeah. So you'd like to see him win that matchup a little bit easier.
Right, so versus here, he gets stuck on the boot action, which is what the pistol will do to you because they hide the ball.
Yeah, so he's got to be careful because he is the contain here. So
I'm not sure if McClendon's in there at the top of the screen. A lot of it is he's just
it is
versus.
McClendon.
Verse just kind of stands up. He stands up, plays a little high for my liking. I'd like to see him be in a little more athletic position coming through there.
Yeah, you can tell that he's kind of gotten away with just being able to speed rush people, be more
Yeah,
athletic.
big time.
McClendon at the top, it's kind of hard to see. He fights.
No, he's leveraging that the outside
Yeah,
run.
he's holding him, forcing the run this direction.
Back up inside. He's probably a little deep. You'd like to see him hold that at the line of scrimmage better.
So
Right
this
down
is
there.
them in their element. They're both kind of pass rush guys, so.
Yeah. This is what you want to see out of Jared Verse. Gets up underneath big Robert Scott and just absolutely takes it backwards to the quarterback.
Robert Scott, someone that people are relatively high on outside of Florida State.
The thing that jumps out to me here is one of my critiques for him when we kind of broke down his film coming from Albany was that he struggled with speed to power. And here you get an idea. He's using that speed and then you see him convert it to power.
Yeah, that's
But
a really nice pass rush.
he's obviously spent some time in the weight room with Built by Storms and developed some of
McClendon
that. Yeah, he
looks
does
like a mirror
same thing at the
image.
top. Yeah, same thing at the top of the screen. But this is explosive and powerful pass rush here by both these guys. And
Yeah.
that's a little better step than what we've seen out of
McClendon?
on some of these first clips.
Yeah, I agree. That's what you'd like to see. having two guys that can pass rush like that, that doesn't hurt. All right. So here's them pass rushing again. Robert Scott does a little bit better job of anchoring here against first at the bottom of the screen. But I still think Jared Verse wins this rep. So Jordan Travis gets rid of the ball quickly, but he's won this.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Scott's open. He's gotten in his chest. He's outpowered him. He's outleveraged him. This isn't a good look if you're an offensive line coach.
No.
At the top of the screen, I think you're seeing a very similar just bull rush.
I think Harris does a little bit better job against.
Yeah, he does.
McClendon than Scott does against first there. That's encouraging to see from Burse, in my opinion.
But a good first step from McClendon and Burse, so I think you can't complain about those bull rushes.
God only knows what's happening there.
Yeah. We're skipping that.
All right, so he ends up getting home here, but initially this is... So they've got him chipping the tight end, I guess. I'm not sure if he's actually supposed to do that. Not something we've seen out of this defense much.
Yeah. I mean, he's head up on him, so he's either chipping him or he's getting chipped by him.
Yeah, they're sliding everything to the right side, it looks like.
So I'd say this isn't the most encouraging play here. I think he allows himself... I mean, you already see quarterback at the end of his drop, and he hasn't really moved.
Yeah. And look, I mean, some of that raw...
But then his athleticism shines, right?
Yeah. Some of that raw nature of his game is going to come out. I mean, they're going to have to live with some of that stuff. He's still learning the system. He's still learning how to play football at this level.
So McClendon isn't able to beat Bless Harris here at the top of the screen. He tries an outside move.
Yeah, but he's almost like working like a contain rush up there.
Yeah, that's
interesting. That's a different style of rush than what we've seen from him previously.
Yeah, I agree. He's keeping his eyes on the quarterback. He's not over pursuing. So
first and 10, they're thinking quarterback run or, you know, something like that.
So here we go. Similar pass rushes. They both get off the line pretty darn well. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at this.
McClendon's doing some of the stuff that we saw first do a play or so ago with the tight end, engaging the tight end.
All right, let's see how he does it. Well,
much
I didn't engage him.
No, he didn't engage him, but he also didn't get stuck there for a minute and a half, you know?
That's true. Yeah, McClendon looks like he's playing that contain rush again, where he's standing up, he's hand fighting with a guy, but he's not over-pursuing. I wonder if that's something they're teaching him. It might be a useful skill. They did struggle against rushing quarterbacks in the past few years, so... Verse wins here, but you know, Jordan Travis
is Jordan Travis
is good at doing just that. So,
yep.
All right. So now we got the two both standing up on third down pass rush scenario.
Loop it inside, gets a win.
Yeah.
I think this is more on him just bullying Bryson Estes than doing anything, you know, extra special. Yeah, I mean, Estes doesn't even pay attention to him. So this is more a bust by the O-line.
Yeah.
Looks explosive getting in there. I'd like to see him attack the, attack that inside shoulder of Robert Scott.
Yeah, get upfield a little bit more aggressively here.
Yep.
He kind of goes sideways. But again, a good first step. I think both these guys are pretty athletically gifted for defensive ends. It's nice to have both of them.
Yeah.
McClendon's come a long way. I think props to Josh Storms as a strength and conditioning guy.
I tend to agree. All right, so
that's a good
versus beat here. This ball goes inside for some reason.
He's beat on the outside?
Yeah, absolutely. He's leveraged.
Yeah.
I mean, outside but he's zone. So fast up the field.
Yeah, it seems like it. He's so fast up the field the running back doesn't feel like he has time to go that way.
Right.
So, yeah,
but he does because he's pinned. I mean,
yeah, he should have kept carrying it outside. So that's a misread, but that's just one of those scenarios where Verse is just so athletic that he can get away with
right
doing a little bit of the wrong thing.
Right.
All right. Second and 11. All right. I'm watching McClendon at the top of the screen. Yeah, he's a little soft here. It's a hard read though. So you got what looks like counter coming your way, and then they pitch it outside. So you're usually taught to blow this up, but then you're out of the play. You got to trust these guys to make the tackle. So I think he's a little bit flat-footed here.
I don't know what the hell he's doing taking that guard on.
Well, I think he sees counter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you're going to take the guard on. I don't know what he's doing. Versus up the field fast and then pursuit.
Yeah, backside of the play.
All right, so I think
that might be McClendon at the top of the screen.
Yeah, so we got McClendon at the top and...
And Verse inside.
Yeah.
So they run a little 5-2 look here.
And they both get through. Very similar power rushes. They just...
I mean, that's Verse against Estes, and Estes can't hang with them at all.
It looks like a double team.
I think they're working... The center seems to work to Malcolm Ray, and then open it zips up and...
Yeah, just get beat.
Yeah.
But either way, that's does a good major... job of keeping his feet driving yes, here.
Absolutely. I love to see the power that he's displaying. I didn't think that was something we saw a lot of in his film coming in from Albany.
No, I mean, that's impressive. That's I mean, right now we've only really seen a successful bull rush, so we'll see if other things come along. Here's McClendon chasing on the backside of a toss again. Yeah, or I guess sure. The front side.
Yeah, he's reading that toss read and getting out to it this time.
But pretty good feet. Mm-hmm. Chases him down from behind.
Yeah, he's an athletic kid.
All right, he's so...
Down here at the bottom.
Yeah, this is only McClendon. No Verse here, so... Standing his ground, waiting for something to come back his way.
Yeah.
All right, we got four more plays.
Yeah, not a lot to see here.
Yeah, he's just fighting upfield against a tight end. Mm-hmm. All right, so now I think we got Verse at the top of the screen. Ball's going away from him on counter. He kind of gets... So this is him. You want to blow up these pullers. I think he gets kind of washed down again.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's something we got to watch for moving forward. Can he be aggressive and blow up those pullers? Because you know when you face the Notre Dames of the world or probably LSU game one, they're going to be running some counter, you know?
Yeah, and that's a technique thing. Some of that's staying square initially. Some of that is understanding how to take those pullers on. You know, grabbing a hold of cloth and kind of looping up underneath of them when you're wrong arming. If you're not spilling, you know, how to take them on, be, you know, obviously staying your ground.
This looks a little bit like a run stunt here where he's angling inside Jared Verse here. He does a good job getting inside that B gap and kind of blowing it up. Stopping the run before it starts. So he's got the ability to blow up running plays. It's just, can he do that consistently? And
well, I think it's some of it is just knowing where to go.
That's a nice bull rush. So here he is at the top of the screen.
This isn't fair. This is against a true freshman.
Again, he does a good job getting under the shoulder pads here. You see him literally lifting this 300-pound man up into the air 6 inches. And that's why he was regarded as one of the better defensive ends in the transfer portal. So McClendon and Verse, final thoughts.
A good duo, a good ACC duo at defensive end. Verse has the higher upside, I think. McClendon looks like he's going to be a player in his, I think this is his third or fourth year. Yeah, I mean, I think you've got two guys there that you can rotate through with some of the other bodies that you've got at defensive end, mainly Dennis Briggs. I don't think they're Jermaine Johnson. I think that Verse could be Jermaine Johnson in time, but it's going to take time. He's got to develop his game. The name of things with him is developing his game. I mean, he's got to learn all the techniques. He's got to learn the system, all that stuff. But ultimately, I think you know what you're getting with McClendon. I think you're going to get steady play. I don't think it's going to be stellar play. But I like what I saw from his pass rushing. I think if he could take the next step as a pass rusher, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think McClendon's reminding me a little bit of Robinson from a couple of years ago.
All right.
Where just a consistent presence, hopefully having, I think Papuchis has shown that he's a pretty solid defensive end coach. So some development there. I think he can be a really good contributor and actually an asset on that defensive line for the next couple of years. And I'm with you on Verse. I think he has the potential to be as good as he wants to be. And so only time will tell with him, but I think both of them starting out are going to be part of a really good defensive line unit for Florida State day one. So tell us your thoughts about these guys. Join us for our next installment of a report card. Let us know if there's any people that we've missed in this series that you might want to hear about and see their plays. And thanks for watching. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.